Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having the happiest of hump days. Well, it is always a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row Baylor School alum, UGA alum, 2019 Honda Classic champion, Keith Mitchell, especially here on the eve of the Masters beginning in November. Keith, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great, guys. Wishing I was in Augusta right now, but that's why there's more Masters to come, right?
Exactly. Hey, the fact that you did get to play, and not only did you play it last year, you shot one under, you made the cut, got to play all 4 days. We know how hard it is because so many past champions can take up a lot of the spots there. What is it kind of like getting the opportunity, doing fairly well last year, but obviously not getting the opportunity 1 year later to go back?
It just makes you want to go back even more. It was when it's junior kid and you're in college and you're starting to play as a professional, it's a dream to play in Augusta. And then when you get there, you kind of realize your dream. But then when you miss it the next year, it makes you more motivated because you know what it's like. You know what you're missing. You know the opportunities and the traditions. So, I mean, I think it's – I mean, in a roundabout way, I think it's a good thing that, you know, I get a little more motivation for this coming year to try to be there in April.
And plus, I mean, were you overall pleased with how you did last year? I mean, you didn't go out there and hit, you know, shoot matching 78s and say goodbye.
I'm glad you think so highly of my golf.
You guys actually, Keith, though, the Baylor, it's funny because you guys, Harris made the cut in all four majors, I guess, the first time he went to Atlanta, right? And he earned that spot. I mean, you guys do have a really good success rate of playing all four rounds at these majors.
Well, it's funny because Harris and Luke and I's game is all very similar. We hit it high and far, and usually in majors that's a very a good asset to have. But last year I felt like I played really well except the back nine on Friday, and I just kind of got ahead of myself. I saw myself climbing up the leaderboard and just, you know, got a little ahead of myself and excited, and expectations changed, and my, you know, level of nerves changed. So all in all, I felt like for 3 days I played great, and then for the other half day I played good. So, and that's what it's all about, golf. I mean, 72 holes is a lot of golf, and to be perfect or close to perfect mentally and physically for 72 holes is not really very easy.
You mentioned how you, Harris, and Luke all can crush it. Did you, last year during a practice round, were you able to fly the green on number three?
I did hit driver on number three, and I think, I mean, not to get too technical, but the back right pin on number three is absolutely a pin that you go for. You hit driver for that to that pin, no doubt. So I did that in the tournament, and I think a lot of guys will in this tournament. But what they won't do is go hit driver to the front left pin. It's just too difficult. The risk reward is not there for that pin.
All right, we know this is situation. We know they're not going to be azaleas. We know they're not going to be patrons. What has you most intrigued about a Masters in November?
How the golf course is going to play and how it's going to look. We're never going to have a November Masters again, and so we're always going to have it in April. And it's kind of cool to just see what it would be like if we did have it in November. And I just think that's what it's all about, because we're lucky to be able to play the Masters, and we're lucky to be, you know, everybody's lucky to be able to watch the Masters on TV. And we're going to have another one in 6 months. So I think we embrace the difference here because it's never going to happen again.
You're listening to Keith Mitchell, the former Baylor School standout, went on to UGA, and of course last year won the 2019 Honda Classic, which earned him a ticket to last year's Masters. You're listening to Keith here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
All right, I'm curious on – are you taking any steps to add length as the game gets DeChambeau'd?
Well, it's just to give you a weird stat. I had the fastest club head speed on tour my rookie year, I guess it was 2018.
Right.
Now I'm probably 10th.
Right.
And I haven't changed anything.
Wow.
That just because these younger guys are coming in and swinging harder and faster. And it's all, I mean, there's a lot of reasons of why that is, but nobody gets faster the older they get. And I'm not saying I'm getting old. I'm just saying, like, Phil was the longest player ever in the day. And everybody, you can look at all these guys, all the older guys on tour were the longest guys in their generation, in their 4 or 5 year window when they were young. And that's just going to happen. And every year, the younger guys are going to hit a little farther, a little farther, a little farther. And it's just, that's the way our game's going. It's like any other sport, stronger, faster, eventually will win. And I'm not really doing anything to try to hit the ball farther. I've tried the long shaft. The what you gain in ball speed, you lose drastically in accuracy. And I think that once golf clubs and shafts in general are built more for that length, I think everybody will eventually play that length. But right now they're built for 45. We're trying to make them 48, and they just don't work. So I think that's why Bryson's having so much trouble getting into a 48, because if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be him. He's trying everything at tenfold speed that everyone else is.
Were you as shocked as everybody, casual fans to pros like you, when the details came out what he was hitting into these pins in a practice round earlier this week?
No, and I'm not surprised that he would tell everybody that to try to get the hype up. I mean, there's plenty of times I've hit really big drives on holes and had a lob wedge in, but I'm not going to the media saying, guess what, guys, I hit lob wedge in this hole because I'm hitting it so far. I think a lot of it's a play, a media play and a marketing play, and I don't disagree with it. But, I mean, it's no one's ever put on 40 pounds and increased their club head speed like he has, because everyone's afraid that a drastic change like that might actually make them worse. And for some reason, he just doesn't care. And that's what's more impressive than actually putting on the weight and swinging harder. It's taking that leap of faith, thinking that you're going to get better and won't actually regress. I mean, there's tons of people that have got in shape and gotten stronger and actually got worse because they lost some of their touch.
Now, this is me saying it, but I'm happy to add him to the list with Charles Schwartzel and put him on the double secret probation, hex his game all the way from Chattanooga if I need to.
Well, I'd like you to do that to all 149 players in the field every week I play.
All right.
That would probably do me the most good.
All right, consider it done, my good man. We had Wright Thompson yesterday, and I'm curious what your thought of this might be, having been on the golf course. He said he could see a way that the silence actually adds pressure Sunday afternoon. Could you see that?
No.
Okay. I mean, I just was curious because you've been in the focus before.
I mean, I've been in the situation where there's fans and screaming, yelling, and then without, it is not even close, the difference. I think internal pressure is the only thing that takes us as players at that high of a level up and down. And if you look at Tiger and Rory and how they've played since there's no fans, it's not very good, because you train your whole life, especially on tour, to be prepared for those big moments with all the people and the crowd and the uncertainties and the variables. And then when you're playing with no fans, it's literally like playing with your buddies at home without the energy. I mean, it's like at Sea Island, I play with PGA Tour players every day and went home and practice. And when you go on the road, there's absolutely no different except internal pressure, and that's all it is. And that's the only thing that brings the player down out there. So I just think that's ridiculous to say that there's nobody watching and there's, you know, millions of people in the green screaming and yelling and getting your heart rate through the roof and then back down, and you trying to bring it back down, that's a lot harder to do than just simply walk down the fairway like you're playing at home.
You're listening to Keith Mitchell, the former Baylor School standout and the 2019 Honda Classic champion who played the Masters last year and shot one under. Keith, DeChambeau, a lot of people were saying that the U.S. Open would tear him up, and it was the exact opposite, winning it going away. Is he your favorite this weekend, or who would be your, if you had to put a Coca-Cola on it, who would you put on this year's Masters?
Well, just to go back to the U.S. Open, Bryson led or was in top three in strokes gained putting and strokes gained around the green. So as much as we talk about his driving that week, he won because he chipped it and putted better than just about anybody in the field. At Augusta, it is a lot more to do, usually, to do with the pressure of the tournament, the people, the green jacket, and you always look at the leaderboards, and there, you know, I would say 80-90% someone wins is someone that's been in that situation before, or, you know, been at the high level. This year it will be completely different. And so I would not be surprised if someone won that was not a top 10 player in the world. And the reason I say that is because I think the pressure will be less and won't be quite as difficult. That doesn't mean the best player is not going to win. It just means a lot of guys in the Masters are usually ruled out because of it being the Masters and it being the pressure packed and everything like that. So even with that being said, I think my pick to win is going to be Rory, because I think that this year, without everything going on, I think he can come through.
Wow. Be a heck of a storyline. All right, Keith, you know how we like to roll when we have great guests. We love to close with that rapid fire. You up for it?
I'm ready.
Give me someone no one's talking about that's going to have a top 10, maybe even a top 5 finish.
Kevin Kisner.
Who should be Georgia's starting quarterback?
Me.
Do you realize you're too busy?
We're going to lose either way. We're going to lose either way, so I might as well go in there.
You realize, like, Jake Camardo worships you.
I if I had the accuracy that he has inside the 50-yard line in the golf course, we might get somewhere.
Favorite Masters tradition?
Champions dinner for sure.
The pimento cheese, friend or foe?
Friend.
You've got a lot of buddies on tour. If you could pick someone you would like to win, who would it be?
JT Poston.
What is Wells going to have to do to get on your good side so you can get him some Nike golf swag?
I'm sure he gets that one quite a bit.
Yes, he does.
You don't have to answer that, Keith. You don't have to answer.
I'll think of something.
All right, fair enough.
Well, listen, Keith, we certainly do appreciate your time. We always love it when you join us, and I'm sorry you're not playing this year, but you're an excellent analyst. So if you ever wanted to do that one down the road, you've got a future in that as well. But many more successful years on the course, and we always appreciate you checking in with us here on Press Row.
Absolutely, guys. I always enjoy getting to talk to you, and wish I was back in Chattanooga more often, but maybe I'll be over there for the holidays. So y'all take care.
Sounds great. Keith Mitchell, PGA Tour player and the 2019 Honda Classic champion, joining us. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.